Billy Graham's granddaughter, Sissy Graham Lynch, recently spoke to a gathering of ladies at the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove. She addressed the group at a Sunday luncheon at the Cove. She brought with her generous helpings of faith and of joy.
And he goes, "Sissy, it's fun to work for me. It's hard. It's not easy, but it's fun. And it is fun to be here today. And I'm excited because it is fun to talk about God's word. It is fun to study it together. It's fun as women to encourage one another. I'm truly excited for what God's going to do. I've been praying for you ladies all week. And we have people of all ages. I have my nieces here. They're in middle school."
Sissy stays in close touch with the Lord and says that at the beginning of this year, he provided a theme for working and living in 2015.
"We're going to talk about something difficult, something that God has given on my heart. For the last few years, every year, it's like January 1st, God gives me a theme for the rest of that year. And instead of a New Year's resolution, that's my prayer theme for the rest of the year. So this year is praising God in all circumstances."
A very biblical theme, but sometimes very hard to follow.
"And that hasn't been easy for me this year. I'm in a time of transition. It's been difficult, and I've had to learn out of obedience to praise Him."
She says it's easy to do that when you're at church with the music and the energy of a congregation behind you.
"I'm talking about when you're at home. Ladies, and being a woman is hard. Being a little girl in today's time, it's hard. Being a teenager, being a new mom, being a wife, it's hard, it's difficult. And so I'm talking about that, praising God when you're at home. The door is shut and you're all alone and it is just you and God. And you might be angry, you might be hurt. And I want to know, what is your heart saying to God in those moments when nobody else is looking and it's just you and Him and you're battling it out together?"
Sissy Graham Lynch reminds the group and us that we find encouragement to praise the Lord in the Bible. In Philippians 4, you hear,
"Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." I have clung to this verse.
She says that even in times of great stress, God wants you to focus on all the blessings that He showered upon you. When you thank Him in prayer and praise Him for His love and care, Sissy says it brings home all you have to be grateful for.
And I say, "Lord," just simple remarks, "Thank you for the food you've given me today. I have nothing else to complain about because you've given me food. Thank you for the roof over my head." You just start simple. You start recognizing, "Lord, thank you that I have a husband that comes home to me at night. Lord, thank you that I have a child." You just start simple, the very basic. When you start simple, it comes a lot easier eventually. But you do it out of the obedience. Your heart might not feel like it. "Lord, I can't get in church right now and I can't sing and I can't raise my hands, but I can get on my knees and I'm going to praise you because you've commanded me to, and I will praise you for the goodness in my life." And you start there, ladies, and He will transform your heart.
Sissy Graham Lynch, speaking at the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove.